Hi guys, and welcome to our new episode of Keeping It Together. So today we're going to be talking about anything related to relationships, dating, guys, basically anything related to that topic. I asked you guys on Instagram to ask me questions or if you guys needed advice, and we're just going to be going through the questions and talking about our opinions. I feel like we all have very different experiences when it comes to all these things, so there's like a little bit of a older sister girl talk, except you have three older sisters today. Welcome to our new big Linkowska family. Okay, so the first question is, how do you feel about girls making the first move?
Just go get it.
No, but like, in your situation, like, if you like the guy, would you make the first move? Would you be too scared?
Yeah, I would. For me, first, you have to assure, like, I would never make a move if I don't know the guy is into me. But yeah, if I know he's into me, I would definitely 100%, because also you can more or less know if the guy is like a little bit, you know, shy, more shy than you. Like, I'm not a shy person, you know, in general. So yeah, if I know, like, for me, what I'm scared is rejection. So that's why I wouldn't make the first move if I don't know if he likes me.
But if you know, you would do
if it. Yeah, 100%, because I know he's not going to reject me.
I'm like, this is the one thing that, like, I feel really toxic with my answer in this sometimes, because I F the patriarchy, of course, but I am not making the first move. I do not care. Like, they have to make the first move, because I feel like when it comes to these type of things, I'm really shy. So I'm like, I'm not doing anything. I'm sitting back. I'm chilling. But you come to me.
But that's not like, not because of the history, like,
always. No, but men, you know, like, people
it's
now,
because you're shy.
Well, yeah, okay,
that's exactly what, like, some guys, it happens to some guys also because they're shy. It's just like,
that's true, that's the thing. It's like, with my shyness, sometimes it's not that I'm shy, I feel like I just have like social anxiety and like very specific little situations. Basically, that's the one thing that I'm not trying to fix. I'm like, okay with it. I'm like, if they really like me, they'll be the ones to talk to me, which is wrong. I'm sorry, I know it should be equal, but I'm sorry, I can't.
But that's the thing, like, if you like a shy guy, he may have the same, like, thought, you know? Like, maybe he likes you, but he's not going to make the first move.
Yeah, I feel like my take on this is kind of in the middle of you two, because on one hand, I agree with you, Anna, where it's like, I don't really like making the first, like, proper move, and I really prefer the guy to, like, take that initiative. But at the same time, I also see what Claudia means, whereas, like, some guys might be shy, or they're also not sure if I like them, so they kind of are afraid to make that first move. So I feel like the perfect kind of middle ground for that is, if you want to kind of make the first move but you also don't want to do it, then you do this thing of, like, I guess giving a hint but without, like, properly asking them out or anything. So you are showing interest but you're not fully going out of your way to invite them out on a date, because that's the thing that I couldn't do. Like, I could not go up to a guy and say, like, let's go out together, but I could.
But what if you know, what if you know 100% they like you, like, somehow you got confirmation that they like you,
they like me, and they're still not asking me out?
True. Why are they not asking you out? No, for me it's almost this, you know how you said that, like, if the guy was shy, you're almost not giving them a chance because they might be too shy to ask you out. For me, it's like the specific thing of, like, I need a confident guy because I need someone to grow with, and if a guy is shy, we'll be shy together and we'll just be stuck being shy forever. So for me, it's almost it can't happen. For me, it's almost natural selection. If you can't ask me out, you're not you're not it for me, you know? It's like, I know it's a very specific thing, but it can almost be like, not like an ick, but you know, like, some people have specific things. For me, that's a rule.
Maybe you need someone to, like, be the leader of the relationship. Like, you don't want to be that.
No, it's not even that I don't want to be the leader, I just don't want to be the initiator, like, in the beginning. But that's just like, that's just my thing. I'm sorry, I don't have, like, an explanation. It's just like, if you can't ask me out, if you're too shy, it's not gonna happen.
But that's for me, like, you are so you're all assuming this is like asking a guy out rather than, like, kiss him, you know what I mean, when you're in a club.
Yeah.
And you,
oh, that's different,
you know, in a club you're dancing. And some guys, the majority of the time in clubs, for example, or in a house party, whatever, when you're dancing and you guys want to kiss, usually it's the guy. But sometimes even the guy is shy with that, even though he's dancing with you. And because he's actually also, people don't make the first move because they're scared to be rejected. That's why they don't make the first move, because sometimes you can see clearly someone wants you, but they're like, maybe she doesn't want to kiss right now, you know? That's what I'm saying. Like, if I know he wants to kiss me, I would do the first move. I don't mind. Mm-hmm. About the asking thing out, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, we didn't specify okay,
that's that. True. That's we didn't true. Specify If that. It's in a club, that's different. I think I'm in the initiator. If it's dating, I don't care. I'm not.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if I want, like, first of all, are you saying to ask someone on a date or, like, start meeting each other or asking out to be boyfriend and girlfriend?
On a date. Because once you've already been on a few dates... Actually, no, I wouldn't ask someone to be my boyfriend either.
I mean, same. I wouldn't... I don't know why. I would never. I would wait till the person to do that.
Also, a very big difference between a guy being shy and then guys who are passive. And I feel like I never realized how much of a difference there is between the two. But shy guys can still be kind of proactive. And even if they're shy, like, try their best to do what they can that's within kind of... their I guess realm of possibility of doing. But whereas passive guys, they just kind of sit back and, like, they might even really, really like you, but they just won't do anything about it. And even if you ask them out and even if that relationship starts, it's still gonna go downhill, like, in the relationship, because they're always gonna be passive. Like, they're never gonna want to take initiative.
But then I don't know how to clarify which one I don't like. I'm guessing the passive ones.
Yeah, I don't the passive, like, passive. No.
Guys, if you like someone, don't be passive. If you like someone, I'm saying go get it, but I just said that I wouldn't do anything. But I would hint, like, I would do things to hint, like, I would be trying to talk to them, I'd be replying to their stories. But I, like, think I wouldn't be completely passive.
There's passive people in general with everything.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on with the next question. What are your thoughts on cheating? Because some people think that it's not as black and white, and some people justify it and forgive their partners.
I agree. Every cheating case can be different. And I do believe in, like, forgive the person. Not always, but, like, if there's regret or, you know, they're sorry or there's, like, even alcohol, drugs involved. But I will never forget because I've lost that trust, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Every time maybe that person is out, at first, if he didn't cheat, mm-hmm. I will think, oh, he's a good person. He would never cheat on me. He's loyal. But if he has done it one time, even though it was like, he's really sorry, he regrets it, whatever, I will never forget. And I will be all the time thinking about it, scared about it. I mean, I think there's people who can forget, but I cannot forget. Mm. Like, I cannot.
Same. I feel like, yeah, if the context was right, I could forgive. But yeah, I wouldn't be able to forget about it. So I don't think I could, like, continue that relationship. At least not, definitely not right away. I don't know, maybe if it was, like, a situation where then we broke up and, like, 10 years later we got back together again. I don't know about that. Like, I could probably forget at that point. Yeah. But I could not continue that same relationship after it just happened. What about you, Anna?
I could forgive in a way, like, I forgive you for myself so that I'm not, I'm not thinking about it.
Yeah.
But I would not, like, I would break up with someone 100%. Because from, like, in my opinion... Okay, I know this sounds, like, a little bit more deep. Like, imagine you just started dating someone. But if you really love someone, in no situation would you cheat. Even if you're drunk. Like,
yeah.
If you really love someone, you wouldn't even be in that situation. Exactly. Like,
I agree. But what if you... And this is obviously only for some cases of cheating. Like, most of the time, it just happens because the person who's cheating... is just doing a shitty thing and there's nothing else apart from that. But there are those cases where it's like the other person is kind of involved in the sense that maybe they were pushing that other person away for a long, long time and doing all these different things that aren't necessarily cheating, but were also kind of doing bad things to the relationship. And so the second person is maybe the one that's quote unquote more sensitive. So they're like, oh, I need a way to revenge on this person, like, doing all these bad things to me, and then they
I don't you know what I mean, like, give an example, because I don't really.
Example, let's say there are two people in a relationship, right? And the guy starts basically not ignoring his girlfriend, but just, like, focusing just on work and not paying attention to her, not kind of giving her gift, like, no, I'm not, it's not, it's obviously it's not about gifts, but just not giving her any love, any attention, almost abandoning her in this relationship and just focusing on work. And, like, it, essentially, like, let's say it's his choice. Like, he just decided to give up on the relationship without breaking up. And she wants to get his attention, so she goes and cheats on him.
Yeah, but I wouldn't forgive that. Like, if I was the guy, I would not forgive that. That is the most childish thing ever.
Just, she realized maybe she needs another attention because she's worth it. So just break up with the guy and go.
No, but she's saying that the girl would cheat.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if that girl feels that that guy, because in that sense, is not a good relationship, or maybe first of all, talk things out with the person, and then if he's like, no, no, I'm focusing on myself because for me, I'm giving more importance for myself than for her, just break up. Like, that girl should break up with him in a healthy way. Mm. And then just go and get what she deserves.
No, that's what she wants. That's what I'm saying. I don't think, like, for example, the girl, I don't think she would be, like, the bad one in that situation. But it's, like, that situation, if you're tempted to cheat, that makes you realize that that's not the person you want to be with. So that doesn't make you a horrible person. Like, if you're tempted to cheat, that was just a way for you to see that that's not the right person. Because if you're tempted to cheat on someone, you're not meant to be with them. So I'm not saying I would never forget, I would never forgive a cheater. But I mean, I would never date a cheater.
I agree. Like, I don't think, I'm not saying that if that was a situation and the girl cheated, she would be the, like, she wouldn't be the bad one. Obviously, cheating is wrong no matter the context. But I just think, like, for example, I know that you're saying maybe that shows her that actually she doesn't want to be with this guy. But what if she does? And she's just like, yeah, playing those, like, petty games. And of course it's petty and it's childish. But what I'm saying, what I'm trying to say is that we can't always just say, like, in every single situation that the person that cheated is a bad person. Because sometimes, like, people are complex. People have, like, messed up ways of looking at things. And sometimes they think doing the wrong thing will help fix something that actually it's making worse. So, yeah, I'm just basically trying to say that, you know, there are different ways of looking at things, and sometimes things are just not as black and white as they seem, which is what you said at the start.
I get that, but, like, we're talking about from the guy's perspective, right? Like, if that girl in that situation cheated on him, like, how he would, if he would forgive her. But then that's the thing, okay, even if she really, okay, maybe she just has, like, a very different way of thinking about it, and she really does love him, I wouldn't want to be with that person, because I would be like, you're very childish, and we're not at the same level right now. Like,
yeah.
But for me, it's not that every single person that cheats is a bad person, but they didn't do the right decision, because if you're tempted to cheat, it means you don't want to be in that relationship, and then just end it with the person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, this is kind of vague, but the next question is, what is the ideal man for you? I just want to know, like, I'm curious about this question, because some people have very specific things that, like, it's like a specific requirement. And I don't mean physical, I just mean, like, I don't know, they have to be interested in this. I'm curious if you guys have that type of thing.
Okay. I don't have a specific, but if you ask me, I would say, like, first of all, like, to be loyal. Like, if you cheat on me, bye. You never see me again.
Oh, literally, for context, Claudia did the Enneagram test today, and she is type 9, which is the... No, she's type 6, which is the loyalist, which means literally, like, she's the most loyal person you'll meet. Yeah. And if you're not loyal to her...
Yeah, I need to receive what I give.
Mm.
And also, I need, like, my partner has to be really passionate, because for me, I don't know, I think that's important. And also, attentive with the little details.
Mm. What about physical, if any?
Physical, oh my god. I don't have any, like, I mean, lately, I realized I have, like, a specific, like, physical type. I don't know how to explain it.
Try.
I don't know, skater... Like, tall, dark, and handsome.
The typical... The guy that you read about in books, literally.
No, actually, no, that's actually surprising, because I thought Claudia's type would be kind of this blonde surfer dude, Australian.
Yeah. No, like, actually, like,
dude, yeah.
If you look like Tom Hardy, text
me. Oh, no, I was literally gonna say, Claudia has a thing for the British accent. She has such a thing for the British accent. She has a thing for anyone named Tom. And if you have a dad bod, she'll love you, right?
Yeah, I love it. No, but Tom Hardy, for me...
But that's what I'm saying.
That's my type. Yeah, for example, like, for me, like, Tom Hardy features, for me, I'm attracted to that, like, big beard.
Big beard.
Big boobs.
Long, big boobs. Long beard. Oh my god,
you're gonna edit this, and you're gonna be like, how? This is gonna be chaos.
I'm gonna struggle editing this so much.
What about you, Natasha?
For me, I don't know if this is gonna make any sense, but I feel like I need someone that's a bit territorial. I don't know if that's the right word to use here, but that's, I just kind of mean someone that makes me feel like
they own you.
no, that's not what I mean. Someone who is like,
we're going back to the 19th century. She wants someone to own her.
Oh my god.
I just want someone to say I'm theirs. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I get you. No, I get you.
I've dated some guys that are very much so like, oh yeah, we're dating, but we're two very separate people, and so don't, like, there wasn't that feeling of, yeah, you're mine and I want to be together with you, and like that type of feeling just wasn't there, even though I know that they had feelings for me. They were just kind of like more independent, which is fine, that's great, but I just think I need that element of feeling really wanted. And yeah, not everyone is like that. And then in terms of like physical features, I don't think I have any specific type.
Like nothing?
Like, well, look, I guess
saying you have a type doesn't mean that you wouldn't date someone within that type, but I'm just saying like your usual, like you notice that you tend to look at this type of person more.
Yeah. I always prefer dark eyes because I have light green eyes, and I just always prefer, like, even for myself, I wish I would have brown eyes instead of green. So yeah, for guys, I definitely...
Who says that ever? I have brown eyes and I don't get how you could want brown eyes over green eyes.
I don't know.
1% of the population or something. I mean, that could be really actually wrong. The guys that I like I'm gonna say celebrities, actually, yeah, like all for me are have like brown eyes, like really nice puppy brown eyes. I don't explain.
Yeah.
Also, can I just go back, things that I look up in a man. I forgot one that for me is so important. I need a man with ambition. If he doesn't have ambition, there's so many guys.
Amen.
I don't mind what you want to do in your life, but when there's a guy who has something they want and they have passion and they just like,
it's so attractive. Work for it,
it's so attractive, and I need that. Like, because he has ambition, and that's for me, like, for me, I kind of lack a little bit with that, but I'm trying to fix that because I want to have ambition and work for my dreams and what I want. So I need a man like that with me. You know, it can be anything. It can be, he wants to be a lawyer, or he wants to be an artist, a DJ, a skater, a doctor, whatever, but has ambition and he knows what he wants and he goes for it. For me, that's so fucking sexy.
For me, I feel like I don't have, like, interesting ones like you guys. Like, when you said territorial, like, I know it sounds weird, but kind of same. I get what you mean. Like, I would want someone to be, like, very protective. Not in a way of, like, you can't wear this. None of that. But I mean territorial as in, like, they're very, like, yeah, protective, but not in the toxic way. The other thing is, like Claudia said as well, I'm honestly not stealing your guys' ones. It's just that I'm going last, and it's just, like, I really agree. The ambitious one, but for me, like, I have this very specific thing, which, for a while, I actually even felt bad about having this as a standard, but one of my friends was like, no, you're allowed to have specific things. For me, my future boyfriend or whatever has to be, like, trying to be... not self-employed, but like being able to travel the world and like travel together and work together and do all of that, because I feel like if they're stuck in a normal 9-to-5 job and they can't travel countries, I feel like I'm gonna be very limited by that. So for me, like, I feel bad that that's like a standard, but I'm like, we have to be in the same kind of situation. I feel like
it's good that you think that, especially now you're young, because maybe you're gonna meet someone you love and they don't have that, and then you're gonna be limited. And you're not going to be able to do the stuff you want, especially when you are young. So that's good, because you're setting, like, standards and boundaries, saying, like, I want this and that.
I don't even think you have to think of it as, like, a proper standard or, like, a minimum requirement. It's more like you just need someone to match your lifestyle. Like, it's not
That's true. Anything. That's so important. It's really important.
Yeah,
that's true, because I don't want to limit myself. I don't, like, say for example, if I want to travel 4 months out of every year, I don't want to be doing long distance. That's the one thing, I am not doing long distance. If it's the type of thing where it's the love of my life, we've been dating for years and there's an opportunity for a year, but I'm not starting a relationship
long distance. No, starting a relationship like apart.
One of my main love languages is physical touch, bro. If you're hours away from me, no.
Yeah, like, if you start with someone and you're together and then, like, 2 years later he has a job or you have a job for 1 year, whatever, you can do 1 year, like, apart, because if you love each other, I will tell you, a lot of people I know, they break up because someone's gonna be, I don't know, exchange study in another country for 3 months and they break up. It's like, it's 3 months. That means you didn't love that person that much to stay with that person. You love them, but not, like, to sacrifice 3 months.
No, if we're already, like, in love and together.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you're in love, no, I would never, like, because he goes 1 year to work, I would just miss that person still if we're not together, because I love that person, you know?
But also, that's why I like, instead of saying that standard, I would agree more to just to say ambitious, because, for example, if the person is not at that level yet where they can travel wherever they want, but they're truly trying to get there, I'm not going to be like, no.
Yeah.
You know, like, if I can see that they're trying and that's their goal, then, like, that's attractive to me as well. But if it's something that they really don't care, they don't care staying in the same city their whole life, that puts me off straight away. Oh, and then for physical things, I have, like, two little ones. But I feel like I was going to say, like, also my type, but then everyone I've liked in the past has been the opposite. So, for example, I was going to say the eyes thing as well. I really like really dark brown eyes, but that's really specific. But almost everyone I've liked a lot in the past has had blue eyes. So I don't know if I can really say that, because obviously I don't follow my own type. And then I really like stubble or, like, beard. Like, I love that. I love stubble.
What is that?
Like, stubble, like, when it's, like, really short. It's like, it's not a beard. It's, like, you can see that their hair is kind of growing. But, yeah, it's not. Actually, wait, I'm going to bring something else up that sounds kind of weird. But have you heard that whole thing about how sometimes people are attracted to people that kind of look like their parents? Because that's what they...
I do. I believe in that 100%.
I believe in that as well, because our dad has the best stubble. And I... I think that's where I get the stubble thing from. Because why? Why would anybody want their guy to have a stubble?
First, no, but I was going to say, like, I love, like, really manly men. I actually want someone who doesn't have, like, social media. Actually, they don't like phones, and they just do, like, if I have something breaks in my house, he actually does it, like comfort with his sexuality. But at the same time, I want, like, a man. Like, fix my f***ing door. Like, I need...
Next time someone asks me what's my type, I'm just gonna say, if he can f***ing fix my door, that's all I need. That is so true. I was gonna say that the stubble thing even makes sense from, like, an evolutionary perspective, not just from, like, a parental thing, because
Natasha always coming with the fancy words, like, I don't even know what she's saying right now.
What do you mean? I literally
she's educated. She's educated.
Okay, go.
I have
go.
A master's degree from a Russell University.
Okay.
I'm so smart. On my IQ,
say it out loud.
Never.
She's being sarcastic, by the way, guys. You can't see her face right now, but we can.
I was just saying that the stubble thing just makes sense from an evolutionary perspective.
But why? Can you elaborate?
Because you don't want a boy, you want a man. You want someone who is old enough to father your children.
For example, most people like, most people, when they like facial hair, they like beards, or they're like, oh, I like a good mustache. But nobody says, I like stubble.
No, like, I think most people, actually, when it comes to facial hair, they prefer stubble.
Yeah, but stubble is the one that hurts the other person.
That's true. I was gonna... The thing that came to my mind is not the hurting part. It's the getting your hair in it. It's like Velcro, and then you're just... Your hair goes off.
Next question is how to start talking to someone you aren't close to. So basically, I think this is, like, for the people, if they like someone, what would you do? Like, if you like someone, what would you start doing to kind of hint to them that you like them? If you're not ready to be like, straight up, I like you.
It depends on whether you actually see them in real life and, like, how often you see them, or what's the context, like, all these
things. Okay, but then both contexts, go.
If it's online, I would just start off by replying to their stories. And I feel like that's such a typical thing. Like, everyone does that. But that's how you start a conversation. Claudia, what were you going to say?
No, I was going to say also, like, physical touch, you know?
Oh, like, so if you're with them.
If you're... Oh, this is online?
But see, the thing is, it depends on culture as well. Because, for example, if you start touching someone in the UK that you're, like, hardly acquainted touching, with, it's weird.
Okay. It sounds
No, I get what you mean.
For example, maybe you're sitting down next to someone in a table with other people. You're in a bar drinking beer or whatever. And you know sometimes when you, like, lean over, or your leg with other...
Your legs touch, yeah.
Touch a long time, like, during a long time. Here in Spain, that's like,
Like, she means, so, like, if you're sitting next to someone and your knees kind of touch, and they, like, instead of moving it away, like you usually would, you, like, keep your knees touching.
Yeah, you keep it for, like, a solid 10 minutes.
That can be a sign.
That's a big sign.
Yeah, but that's like specific. That's like if you know the person, and also if you're in a country where it's more. Because I feel like in the UK you wouldn't do that.
No?
No.
That's so sad.
No, if you could do that, but then that means you're it's like a very, like, you're really like laying it on thick that you like them. For me, like you said, the stories, I would, first of all, I would keep replying to their stories, but I would try to make convo, but without like being too pushy. And then this is a thing I did in the past. I don't really do this now, but after like I did that enough and I feel like we're like friends-ish, I would like add them to like a close friend's story or something, because that like, I know it's a big move because you're basically saying, oh, I'm close with you, even though they might think of you as an acquaintance, but it shows to them straight away, hey, I want to get closer to you, even if it is just as friends. But they can see straight away you're interested them as a interested in them as a person. And that's then
true.
They'll start replying to your stories because they're like, oh, I'm in close friend stories. Let me start replying because this person wants to be friends. And then you're speaking more, and then yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada. Yeah. My take on this is not that great because I feel like dating in London is just so frustrating. Like, you don't really start... I mean,
bro, dating anywhere is frustrating. we don't even date and we're in Barcelona in the city of love.
This is the city of love.
One of the cities of love. After
the city of love.
I think living in a big city that is not a very friendly city, so for example, like London, I think New York would be the same. I wouldn't put Barcelona in the same category just because Barcelona is like friendlier in general. Dating in that type of city is more difficult because I feel like friends don't really date within friend groups, if that makes sense. Like, it just doesn't happen as much. I know, for example, like, it does happen in England a lot. Yes, I know. I keep seeing these TikToks where it's like people are sleeping with their like flatmates in uni and stuff like that, and it's like everyone's calling it flatcest or
something.
That
was really common in London though as well. In my accommodation, that was really common.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people dated their flatmates.
My accommodations were not like that at all. Like,
yeah, but your accommodation was a little bit different because your accommodation was like master and PhD students.
That was my last one. You guys were
a little bit more focused.
No, but that was the last one. That was when I did my master's. I mean, even during my undergrad, like, I lived in Garden Halls. Garden Halls is like one of the messiest buildings in London. And yes, people hooked up, but you usually weren't hooking up with someone within your friend group. It was usually just someone random, like someone, you know, not someone that you would always see all the time because your friends are friends with them. I don't know.
It's hooking up with someone from a friend group, it's so complicated. I feel like it makes it more fun, but then at the same time, it's like, it makes it so much more complicated. I mean, it makes it awkward. Okay, next question is, have you ever been scared no one's ever gonna like you in a romantic way? Like, nobody will ever be interested in you and you're never going to have a romantic relationship with anybody? Because I have never had any serious relationship and I'm scared I'll never get to experience anything like that. And I'm guessing this is a young person. I think she's definitely in her early 20s.
Wow, that's a deep question. I want to start off by saying, like, I feel like that's also kind of a generational thing for us, because I keep seeing people, so many people online posting stuff like, I'm 23, or like, I'm 20, whatever, and I've never been in a relationship, or I've never touched hands with anyone. No, I'm just kidding. No, but you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like, yeah, so many people these days, kind of in our age range, for some reason, are not experiencing relationships in the same way that, like, our parents would have, or even the generation before. And I don't know why that is. I don't know if it, like, COVID is something to do with COVID, or just, like, us being chronically online, all that kind of thing.
No, I think the what's it called?
Whole culture.
This is gonna sound so, like, I'm going on a different topic, but it's, like, I think the life expectancy got older. Also, people stopped getting married. So now, for example, R23 is, like, the 1950s 13. So you're, like, why have I never been in a serious relationship? I'm 13 years old.
Oh my god.
You get what I mean? Like,
yeah, I get you. But because of that.
No, I know. No, but I mean, before people had got married and had kids at 20, now it's like 30. So it's being pushed back, if you get what I mean.
Yeah. I see what you mean, definitely. But I think, because Claudia, for a second, she mentioned hookup culture, right? In an indirect way, hookup culture is kind of contributing to the fact that people are not getting into as many relationships. Because speaking from personal experience in the relationship department, not in the hookup culture department, I've noticed that the more, like, relationships you kind of go through, especially if they're back-to-back, the less special they get. And then you end up in this, well, I feel like a lot of people end up in this whole thing of, like, what is the point of being in a relationship, because it's not making me feel the way that it once made me feel. I don't, why are you laughing?
I'm sorry.
At me? I don't know what
I'm saying. Sorry. I'm not laughing at you. It's because I started thinking of something. There's a song. It's Bad Bunny's song. I forgot which one it is. Oh my god. It's the one of the most popular ones where he goes, yo quisiera enamorarme, pero no puedo. That reminds me.
And also, I think maybe this is nothing, but there's a lot of people now.
Wow.
There is actually a lot of people.
What do you mean?
People travel more. People go, they live in one city, they change to another city. Anna?
Oh yeah, you know what I mean? People always say, like, the for example, when you go on social media these days, you see so many like crazy attractive people, and then like that used to not be a thing at all. Our expectations are just so much higher. Like, even I'm not even saying other people's expectations for us, but like our expectations are higher. So like, maybe we would have been in a relationship with someone, but now we can't because we've seen so many hot guys on TikTok and we're like, oh no, but my standard is like there. But I'm not saying that this applies to everyone, but just like to sometimes randomly, like it might apply to some people. I don't know.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, before, people would stay in their hometown or in the city. They would have like, they didn't have social media. So they would like meet people surround them. But now with social media, there's a lot of people. You travel more. And that's what Natasha said, that you see so many beautiful people, and not only like physical features, no more, like also like personality. Like, people just don't, they think they can get more, which is true.
They're, you know, overwhelmed.
Yeah.
By the possibilities.
And also dating apps, because I swear to God, like, I don't know if it's the same in Barcelona, but I find that most people in London, again, I know we've mentioned this before, but unless they're on a night out and they're looking to hook up with someone, that, like, that's a different story. But if they're actually looking for a relationship, they're not gonna even most of the time try doing it in real life. They're just gonna go directly to the dating app. And so, for example, if someone is the type of person who doesn't want to use a dating app, they're very, like, very limited, because most other people out there will not even try, because they're like, why would I put myself out there or like potentially embarrass myself if I could just go on this app and like have it easy.
For example, me and Anna, like, I can say we're single, right?
Yeah, we're very single, guys. We didn't even say that in the beginning, what everyone's situation
should be. So, but that's the thing, like, I never had a boyfriend, but I never, okay, maybe I downloaded the app, but I never, like, met someone from the app, literally. And I feel like I'm a person that I'm, like, a little bit romantic, and I want to, like, meet my boyfriend on the love of my life, maybe in another type of scenario. But that's what I'm saying, like, if I feel like I would have had a partner, boyfriend, or experiences, if I would put myself more out there with dating apps. I do believe in that. And that's the thing, like, for example, me and Anna, we don't use the app normally.
I was gonna say my advice, because I literally had the same thing. I was thinking the same thing a few weeks ago, and I forced myself to go on dating apps because I was like, maybe I just don't have anyone, because I literally don't put myself out there. Like, how can I expect to be in a relationship when I literally don't speak to the male species? Like, it doesn't make sense. So I tried it, and then one of my closest friends gave me this advice, which I really liked. And she said that basically, for context, this is literally one of my best friends, and I met her last month. And we met through, basically, like, in the most simple terms, we met through me, like, working on myself. I don't know how to explain. Like, I was trying to grow in, like, work and stuff, and I found her through that. And she was saying, look, this can work the same way. When you focus on yourself, the right people will come. Like, if you're sitting about it and thinking, like, oh my god, I can't find anyone, like, you might find someone and settle on someone that isn't even suitable for you, if that makes sense. Natasha, why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
I'll tell you in a second. Finish your thing. It's not about you.
No, tell me. Please.
I was like, because you know how I told you earlier I ate something that was like not making me feel well? So I needed to like burp like a couple of times as we were recording. And I muted myself. I muted myself when I had to do that. But I just realized you're going to hear it when you edit it.
Send me that. Oh my god.
Oh my god. I want to leave that in the podcast. That's so funny. Anyway, moving on. Basically, our advice is, you are still very young. You have a lot of time. And trust me, another reminder, if you feel like, oh, all my friends are in relationships, blah, blah, blah. Say, for example, you go on Instagram and you see like 10 of your friends posting their boyfriends or like whatever, whoever they're dating, you need to remember that you follow like another like 500 people or something, and they're not posting that, and there's a big chance that they're not in relationships. Like, you're seeing the very few amount of people that are in relationships. I'm not saying most people are not in relationships, but it's like you're forgetting that so many people are in this situation as well, and a lot of people feel like that. So don't feel like anything is wrong with you. Nothing is wrong with you. The right person's gonna come. And yeah. Okay, I feel like that is a lot of questions for today. Mm-hmm. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this episode.
As much as we do. We did.
Recording it.
I feel like by the end, we were just so hyper, like laughing at anything and not even making sense. But
yeah,
that's how it be. Anyway, we're gonna talk to you guys another time. We love you. And yeah, adios.
See you on the next episode.
Ciao.
Bye.
Bye.